Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Today we're going to talk about the story in your paper of laid-off teachers being brought back as substitutes.
Yeah, that's right. When students in Albany's kindergarten through sixth grade begin in-person classes for the first time today, they may see some unexpected faces. Teachers who thought they lost their jobs to budget cuts have been offered roles as substitute teachers at a lesser per diem rate, the teachers union says. More than 200 teachers and administrators and staff lost their jobs earlier this month due to massive budget shortfalls created by anticipated state aid cuts prompted by the coronavirus shutdown. Several teachers reached out to the Times Union in recent days to complain about being offered the lower-paying jobs. Albany Superintendent Kawita Adams said the district is looking to hire 8 substitutes, and teachers who lost their jobs were offered the positions based on the union seniority agreement. Adams said the positions that needed to be filled are for teachers on maternity or family medical leave. Laura Franz, who leads the city teachers union, she says she believes most of the teachers have been asked to return as long-term substitutes for positions that weren't theirs, a sign the district is following the seniority rules in the collective bargaining agreement.
From there, let's talk about the National Transportation Safety Board. There's a meeting today on the Schoharie limousine crash.
Yeah, at 9:30 this morning, the National Transportation Safety Board is going to hold a public meeting to discuss the Schoharie County limousine crash. It killed 20 people on October 6th, 2018. They'll be talking about findings of their investigation of the crash and why it happened. They're going to discuss recommendations the board thinks should be adopted to prevent future crashes. This remains the deadliest mass transit accident in a decade in the United States. The meeting will be followed in the coming days with the adoption of final findings. Though the meeting and the final report are not expected to unearth much new information, the NTSB has unveiled a series of safety reforms, including recommendations that limousines like the one that crashed provide seatbelts for passengers. What is unknown is whether the NTSB will criticize New York State agencies that were aware of flaws in the limousine owned by Prestige Limo. The 2001 stretch Ford Excursion failed 2 State Department of Transportation roadside inspections in the months before the disaster and was ordered off the road, though neither the state DOT nor the state police had the power to seize the vehicle and impound it at the time. Earlier this year, Cuomo signed a package of safety laws that gives DOT new power to impound vehicles. The limo also underwent Department of Motor Vehicle inspections. Though at its size, it should not have been inspected by DMV, but by DOT, which handles reviews of larger livery vehicles like super stretch limos, buses. And the operator of the business, Norman Hussein, still faces dozens of criminal charges in connection with the crash. The case is unresolved, and plea bargain negotiations have been going on for months.
Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Dave.